The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
Well, it looks like one bat might be off the market for your Astros. And a lot of other great stuff to get to. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on The Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. That's 713-780-ESPN. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page if you so choose. Find the Blitz, click like. There's also Twitter. That's the best way. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At my name, Jong. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. It's a Wednesday where we do things a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, send a raven, whatever you do. Smoke signals, or like in Lord of the Rings where they had to light the fires. However you do it, put odds on it. What are the odds that the Astros missed out on a bat I wanted?
Missed out on the best available bat, maybe the best bat available in the last 2 or 3 years. Yeah, according to Jong Lee.
No, John Heyman.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Jong Lee. Now you got to do it like ESPN does it. Jong Lee has learned from reading John Heyman's tweet.
That the Cardinals are apparently acquiring Paul Goldschmidt in a trade. Coming back to Arizona, there hasn't been anything announced on that end. Details will come out.
Well, I guess I should wait until I see what the Cardinals gave
before
up.
Before you go off on your prospect tangent?
You already know the deal. What player do you have in your farm system that are you willing to bet that is going to be better than Paul Goldschmidt? And I mean, and this isn't about just the Astros farm system. What prospect does anybody have? Like, if I said, okay, look at the entire minor leagues, let's make a bet. Who's going to have a better career, Paul Goldschmidt or this guy? Who would you bet on to be better than Paul Goldschmidt? Nobody, right? Because you don't know.
Right.
Paul Goldschmidt, we know what he is. He's an MVP. Yeah, I mean he's a top tier elite talent. I don't know. I guess I just fundamentally differ from the Astros when it comes to how prospects should be treated. I look at prospects for major market franchises are used differently than prospects for small market franchises. The Kansas City Royals, they have to count on their prospects to be the foundation of their team going forward, because you aren't going to get big free agents there because they're not willing to spend that money. The Astros built this current group of guys on prospects, which was – it was awesome because they weren't spending any money, so they had to build it on their own. Now they've got new ownership. That core of guys has turned into – you know, a top five group in major leagues as far as talent goes. So now when you have a top five talent team, you use your prospects to trade away to add pieces that can help you win now. The Yankees did this formula. That was their formula for years. Years. They didn't home grow. I mean, they started with the same group of guys. They started with Bernie Williams and Derek Jeter and Jorge Posada. But eventually, when they got good enough, they were like, okay, let's go get Roger Clemens. Let's go get Alex Rodriguez. Let's get Jason Giambi, who was he might have been like considered Paul Goldschmidt at the time. Let's go get these guys and keep winning. That's the goal, is to keep winning, not just win once and then, you know, fade into nothing like the Royals did. You want to have a consistent winner, and it bums me out that they are so glued to these guys who are just potential guys.
Well, I for one thing, I need to see exactly what was traded. A lot of times, teams don't want certain guys either back for a player, and that's why you can't just force them to like. Even if you wanted to trade him, Kyle Tucker, you can't just force them to like him. They may just say, you know what? We saw enough of that guy. He's a turd. We don't want him.
It's possible.
And the other thing is, I would also kind of wait and see what the contract situation is, because he's in the last year of his deal.
Yes.
So, excuse me. Do you overpay him, overpay for him for 1 year, unless you think you have a long-term deal in place? I just think there's a lot of moving parts. It's like, I wanted the guy. I said that all along. But I need to see it before I'm going to sit here and start ripping a team that won a World Series for not going out and getting the guy.
That's fair. Here's my retort. If I'm the Cardinals and I finished third place in my division, I'm probably not overpaying for a one-year rental. But if I'm the Astros and I was in the ALCS last year and I'm that close, yeah, I'll throw away the next 10 years of some prospect for one great year of an elite player, because that might be the only difference between them and the Red Sox. If you took JD Martinez's bat off the Red Sox, put it on the Astros last year, I mean, don't you think the Astros are better?
Yeah, yeah. But I also think, I want to see what happens. If the Cardinals have a deal in place to extend him, great.
Okay, here we go. Okay. I got it. D-backs getting Luke Weaver, Carson Kelly, Andy Young, and a draft pick.
Okay, Luke Weaver was a rookie this year. He was like their Forrest Whitley. He was their top pitching guy, but he pitched a lot this year.
So it was more of a Josh James then.
I would say, yeah, that's probably more comparable. I think he was considered a better prospect than Josh James, but he was also, I think he's pitched for 2 years now in the big leagues.
So not as much of a prospect anymore.
No, I think he's got like 40 major league starts. Okay. Who are the other guys?
I'll have to pull that back up.
Okay.
Again.
So Luke Weaver is a known commodity. Like I know what he is.
Carson Kelly.
I don't know who Carson Kelly is.
Sounds like a porn star.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Andy Young.
Carson Kelly is a catcher. And,
well, we know he's not any good then, because he's a catcher. No catchers are good.
How good can he really be?
Right.
He MLB stats through the 2018 season, 154 with 10 runs batted in. That doesn't seem...
It's not very sexy.
It doesn't seem sexy.
And Andy Young, and the draft pick that they got is a competitive balance round B pick, which I have no idea what that means. Everybody is saying that the D-backs got fleeced.
That's what it looks like to me. Cardinals top 30 prospects, number 29, Andy Young.
And maybe for some reason they liked better what the Braves were offering than what the Astros were. What the Cardinals were offering as opposed to the Astros, because I frankly can't imagine they wouldn't offer something better than that.
Okay, here's their top 10 prospects for 2018. Number one, Alex Reyes, who was a big leaguer. Number two, Jack Flaherty. Number three, Carson Kelly. None of those other guys are on the list. Like you said, I think we may have already, Luke Weaver may be considered not a prospect anymore. so they wouldn't have him. So Carson Kelly was their number three prospect, according to Redbird Rants. So some fan site that didn't even really tell you anything.
Yeah. It's disappointing that they weren't able to do that. But, hey, the reality is the Cardinals suck next year, and they haven't extended him. You might be able to get him at the trade deadline.
Maybe so.
But, yeah, that's the guy I wanted. But, you know, and listen, I get what the Astros are trying to do. When you talk about the Yankees and how they kept that thing going, well, where did Luno come from? Came from the Cardinals. And they're basically good every year.
Yeah.
And they got a couple titles out of it. And I think he's trying to, you know, keep the prospects that they think can be successful and add to it where you can. And they've done a good job of that. I mean, they got Verlander for almost nothing, frankly. And same thing with Cole. So I think I'll hold off on criticizing until I see what their offer was.
We'll never know.
But I can't imagine it wasn't better than that. I mean, that's just unless they wanted a top catching prospect for some reason.
I'm looking at the MLB top 100 prospects.
Yeah.
None of them on the list.
There you go.
Not one top 100 prospect.
Well, that tells me that the Astros didn't offer one of their top guys because had they, I think that we're not talking about this. They probably, they said, okay, send us your best offers. And they were both quantity over quality offers. And I guess that's what they went with.
Well, or they've got something else up their sleeve, but I don't know who out there is better.
Yeah,
that's available. At least in my opinion, I think the guy, and I'm biased. He's one of my favorite players in baseball. So
yeah,
I just think he's fantastic. Blitzer for Life wants to know what are the odds Luno has a Maury offseason. They'll be fine. I have faith that they'll do something. This one's just disappointing. Is that fair?
I guess JT Realmuto is the next one. Yeah, Realmuto is the next target. I guess they're going to be looking at.
They signed a catcher yesterday.
Well, he's the backup, or at the moment he's I guess the starter. But
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what they do.
Santos is the guy who made these shirts for us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's watching on the live stream. Very happy to see his shirt.
Nice.
It's about to get covered up, though, because it's cold in here.
I'm looking through the last World Series winner for the Cardinals, 2011, and looking at how many of those guys were farm-raised Cardinals. It's a pretty short list. I mean, it was like Fernando Salas, who was their closer. Jaime Garcia was their number three pitcher in their rotation. Most of these guys, well, Albert Pujols, obviously,
right.
but Yadier Molina, but most of these guys were brought in from elsewhere to sort of boost what they had. Lance Berkman was on that World Series team. Matt Holliday was on that World Series team. Guys that were traded for or bought as free agents that came in and helped round out that lineup. So,
and the Cardinals just announced it. They just tweeted it out.
Okay.
All right. So, Zhongli has learned.
They're tweeting it out with exclamation marks. They're big winners.
And they gave away, they tweeted out the whoever they were trading away to. So,
bye, bitches. Yeah. That's what they said.
Well, bye. All right. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 Sports Map 94.1.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. What are the odds Wednesday? 713-780-3776. So, we have the details. I'd be curious to find out if they were serious players for him. But
me too.
Yeah, doesn't sound like it. So, What are the odds PETA wouldn't be happy with a statement so hungry I could eat a horse?
No. Who says that, though?
I've said that.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in a while. I thought that was like
I've never actually... Well, I'm an old.
That's an old-timey statement.
Well, I'm an old-timey person. I've never actually eaten a horse. Yeah. Although, one of these years, I'm gonna go to France and eat a horse so I can say I did it.
Not me.
Just like if I went to Korea, I'd eat a dog.
Not me.
But
some things I'm not interested in. I don't need that meat.
So I got an interesting phone call today from HPD.
Oh.
As you recall, we had a break-in a couple months ago. Last night, apparently, someone got arrested and had my driver's license, Social Security card, and global reentry card on them.
Oh.
This is where I need the law and order.
Bum, bum, yeah. Bum, bum.
And so I talked to him, and I'm going to be able to
get... Sweet justice. What did he get arrested for?
I don't know. I want to find all that out, but... He claims that he was not one of the break-in guys and that he found the wallet at Greens Point, which, having done my own investigation, we tracked those guys' Metro cards and stuff, and they were all in the area.
Yeah.
So I'm not buying the Greens Point thing, which I'll be happy to tell the DA. And there's also a video of them trying to use one of the credit cards, which we can now access.
Yeah.
So... it's a big step. But my favorite part was, do you want to press charges? I'm like, are you bleeping kidding me? Of course I do.
Yeah.
I want to find those guys. So, they got one of the bastards.
That's good.
So I'm in a very good mood over that. But, that's all I know. 'Cause it's just the initial officer and once the report goes in, I guess they have to do a database search and they saw that there was a break in at our place and that there was a police report on it. And so, he was like, do you have permission to have your stuff? It's like, no. He's one of the guys who broke into my house. I'm quite certain of it. He didn't seem to think so, but I'm not buying the story.
Yeah.
So the cool thing is I'll actually get my Social Security card back.
That's nice. Were you just going to be like, man, hell with it? Or did you like...
I went by the place...
You've been putting off getting a new one.
Yeah, because I went by the place a couple times and it's always people lined up outside the building and you know how I hate lines. But you know, like I already got a new global reentry card, which I was hoping they would try to use that because, you know, that's flagged with Homeland Security. That'd be kind of fun. I'd like to get them into that kind of trouble.
Yeah.
But, I've already replaced those in the driver's license. So there's really, it's just getting that back and hopefully if this is like law and order, he'll roll over on whoever else is there.
Yeah. We want to know the rest of them.
Yeah. There we go. Yes. I want, you know, and at this point,
give us the truth.
I found it. I swear. But yeah, so he asked if
your fecal matter is on the driver's license.
Yeah, great. I don't want that back now. Thank you.
But
he was asking if I wanted to, because they can charge them with possession of stolen property. It's like, do you want to file charges? Like, why wouldn't I?
Well, I mean, yeah. Ideally, you'd like to find out that they were the ones who broke into your house, because I'm guessing, you know, A burglary probably carries a steeper penalty than...
Yeah. Now, if it's just somebody who... Well, I don't know. Who sells that stuff?
I don't know.
So...
Actually, I do know. It's black market bad guys.
Well, you haven't used it for anything. Well, I want to get more details, because if it turns out it's just some dude who bought it because he needed it for a job or something to support his family...
Oh God! Don't do that.
But he got arrested for something else, so he's probably a turd.
He's a bad guy.
See, he comes back to poop. He's a turd.
He's a bad hombre.
Well, I'm glad he got caught. And no, Lamont, that doesn't mean I'm back on board with Houston.
He's still out.
Well, I'm just glad the guy got caught, and now I want all the details.
Yeah, I want to know. I want info.
Yeah, and. I want to know if they're part of a large conglomerate of bike thieves.
Mm-hmm.
Because there've been a bunch of those in the area and Midtown and everything else. So
where's my bike?
So, but yeah, I
maybe it's like Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Well done. But no, I'm glad they caught him. I hope that they find out that he's one of them, and I hope he goes to jail and then gets violated in prison.
That's what you should tell him. Like, you should knock when you see him, pound on the desk and say, "You stole my bike." I hope his name's Francis. Oh, that'd be the best. Francis.
Yeah, I don't care about the bikes. The only thing that
I care about the bikes.
I was really concerned about was getting back my Social Security card. That's it. Everything else, it's all replaceable. I don't give a rat's ass. But I figure I'll wait and see what happens and what more details we get. Plus, I am curious about what he got arrested for.
I am too.
So
it's probably something stupid.
I hope it was prostitution.
Trying to use Fred's ID.
Great.
I hope he gave up his his love slot for a bicycle and Fred's credit card and wallet.
Yeah. Well, those credit cards are so easy to turn off immediately. Yeah. I mean,
but you do it from your phone.
Yeah. Yeah. You just go in, boom, done.
AJ, by the way, your mic's gone flaccid.
Let me wake it up here.
I wonder though, because there was a guy from the Woodlands who claimed that he claimed his wife met me in the Woodlands, and it happened to be while we were in Vegas. And it's like, no, there's no guy, no.
That's just some Fred Fowler lookalike.
Well,
just trying to get with that guy's wife, trying to use his radio clout to hook up with a wife.
I would never do such a thing.
You never,
especially in the Woodlands. What business do I have in the Woodlands?
I don't know.
713-780-ESP, injured number 713-780-3776. So we'll see how this develops, but it's good news. That's all I wanted back, and because the wife's laptop was the other thing that was valued, and I kind of thought, boy, wouldn't it be fun if this were really some kind of corporate espionage, and they disguised it as just a break-in, because her computer had all her work stuff on it, but apparently they have some button they can push that fries the entire thing. When somebody turns it on, it just automatically fries the computer. So she got a new one. Well, everything's replaced. I got a better bike than I used to have.
There you go.
It's not a big deal, but I did want the Social Security card back. So 832 says maybe she really met Bradley Cooper.
That's possible. I could see him in the Woodlands.
Yeah, he seems like a Woodlands guy.
Yeah.
What are the odds a bike is in the basement of the Alamo?
That's a good possibility.
Good reference. What are the odds you will read my text? %1,000?
Boom.
You got it. Sold. You got it. Yeah. So that was kind of a nice little relief to have that. Jermaine, what are the odds a guy's a part of a large criminal enterprise that has a bike chop shop?
It's possible. There's only one way to find out, Fred. We've got to investigate further.
Yeah, see, this
John,
is where...
stop playing the sounder. Yeah,
this is where I wish I could actually help. You know, I'm not a detective or anything, but I watch a lot of Law and Order and Sherlock and things like that. I feel like I could piece this together pretty well.
Yeah.
And one thing I can do is read people. I could tell if he's lying or not pretty quickly. And then I could shame him until he gave up his buddies.
Yeah.
And found out where he got it. And then we'd catch the whole criminal enterprise and we'd get thousands of bikes returned to people and children all over Houston. Yeah, that would be a fun, Daniel. Is this your chance to write a script for Law & Order? Well, except all that's left is Law & Order Special Victims Unit. There's no sex crimes here, unfortunately.
Are you sure about that?
Well, unless
if it's a prostitution thing.
Maybe. But yeah, right now this would just be old school Law & Order, and that no longer exists, sadly. All right, 713-780-ESPN, if you want to get in. What do we got here?
Dirt free. I heard that out of these headphones that are sitting here, not my own headphones. Pisses me off. All right, guys, listen, if you you're gonna have people over for Christmas, or you know what, your floors are dirty, you don't need an excuse to clean your floors. They're just dirty, so you need to clean them. Dirt free carpet cleaning, these are your guys. And right now, get that special 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for $100 plus a free speed dry. People like to have those lighter colored fabrics and carpets nowadays, but if you don't keep them clean, they look beat up. Who wants to deal with that? 281 Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. Not using soaps, not using unhealthy dirt attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. They'll do it all. 281 Dirt Free. Tell me you heard it here on ESPN 97.5 with me. Get 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100. 281 Dirt Free. 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got
live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And somebody asked, why would you still have your ID? Didn't the break-in happen a while ago? Yeah, that's what I don't understand. I don't know what he's using it for. It's not like he got a bunch of loans under my name or something. So I'm curious to find all this out. I'm interested now. I want to know what the deal is. And somebody says,
You want answers as to why he did it. Why did he choose you?
No, I want to know why the hell he still had all that stuff. If you're smart, you throw that stuff away. Yeah.
You take the cash and then you chuck everything else out, you know, into the dumpster.
And that's the thing. That's what they did with the wife's work badge and stuff. And her house keys were in there. They dumped it. We found it outside. So we got all that back. I was really glad I didn't have to change all my locks. So I don't know why they thought to keep all that stuff, but, you know, it's not, I don't know what they're using it for. If I show up with a $100,000 loan or something that I don't know about, then, you know, maybe that's it. But I check Credit Karma all the time. There's nothing on there that, because once they get your social and your driver's license, I've been keeping track of that pretty closely. Hadn't been anything on there I didn't know about. So we'll see. And no, Eric, do not have AJ start telling everyone the guy raped me when he broke in for my SVU episode. No. No. Is this going to turn into I've said this all along. I, at some point, want to write a series of detective novels based in Houston. Like the Edo murders.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Montrose rapes, you know, that kind of thing. And just kind of make a badass guy. But I'm still, that's one of those projects that's probably 3 years in the distance. Because my next three are all basically booked for 2019. And then after that, we'll see. Tristan says it was the Russian spy.
Maybe.
It's quite possible. I know you love Law and Order and documentaries. Have you guys watched Making a Murderer on Netflix? Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Greg asked about it. He says, did they do it or the cops plant evidence?
The cops planted evidence.
That's what it appears like to me.
Yeah. I mean, there's no... Okay. This is a spoiler alert. If you've never seen Making a Murderer, I'm about to blow the whole idea that he did it out the window. One of the most frustrating things to me is somehow, where did they say that he killed her?
I don't remember. It's been...
Okay. I'm gonna tell you because it's two different places. Supposedly, they shot her in the head in the garage. Remember that?
Yeah.
Shot her in the head in the garage. They found a casing there. Also, supposedly, they chained her to the bed in his bedroom and slit her throat. Do you slit someone's throat and then drag them to the garage and then shoot them in the head? Or do you shoot them in the head first and then bring them to the bedroom where she was apparently crying for her life and slit her throat? Like, how do you do both of those things?
I would think the throat slit would have more blood, theoretically.
There's zero blood evidence in his bedroom.
Yeah.
You can't, I've never slit a human's throat before, but I've watched it on TV and movies. I think there's a lot of blood involved. Like,
you would think.
Not a minuscule amount.
Depending on where you hit them in the head with a bullet, there should be a hell of a lot too.
And the reality is, and I don't mean to sound cruel, the accused are not of the mental capacity that would allow them to commit this crime.
They're not smart. You can say it.
Okay. They're
dumbs.
They're beyond dumbs. They're like challenged kind of. And they're not smart enough to slit someone's throat and leave zero blood evidence behind. Zero. It's impossible.
Yeah.
And I tell you, if you've only watched season one, like when I watched season one, I left thinking.
Yeah, I had some doubt.
I was like 80-20 that he was not guilty. I'm like 99.9% sure he's not guilty now. Unless he's just like fooling everyone and he's really a genius, like some sort of inbred genius. But I just can't buy it.
Well, but that's how you get away with it, right?
I guess so.
If you're a genius, you fool everyone into thinking you're dumb. So.
Like you could be a guy who's like, oh, like you pretend to be Stephen Hawking your whole life just so you can have one moment where you get up and murder someone and quickly jump back in your chair.
I am going to murder this person.
You quickly jump back in your chair and be like, how could I have possibly accomplish this without function of my body? I mean, you'd have to be that level, like thinking that far ahead.
Not guilty, Your Honor.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane. It's insane. But when you watch his lawyer in season two is like the best lawyer in the world. That chick has it going on. And if she doesn't convince you, I don't know what'll convince you.
Let's squeeze in a call. Pedro.
I voted for you.
I did too. What's up, man? Hello.
Hola, Pedro. ¿Cómo estás?
Sí.
Okay.
Okay.
Damn. All right, Keyboard Cat. Missed you, Keyboard Cat.
What are the odds Wednesday? Yeah, I miss. Yeah, we haven't done Keyboard Cat in a while. All right. Mott says, I'm calling BS on Fred's story, so the bad guy gets caught the week you dropped your book. Come on, Fred, we're not stupid. You were boosting sales. The book's not dropped yet, Lamont. It's not till the 18th.
Ah.
So, yeah. I'm not sure how a break into my home is going to boost book sales. There's nothing in the book about that.
But if you write a new book.
Oh, well, yeah, I'll do that later.
Boom, in your face.
Yeah. Dude, that is like some tinfoil hat stuff there, Lamont. Big time. Dan says Kaiser Soze.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the best characters.
He's up there.
In the movies. So. Somebody said, kind of like a man with no legs crawling to the bathroom to shoot someone. Didn't that happen?
I don't know.
Wasn't there some...
shot through the door.
Yeah.
Way different.
Yeah, Greg said, thanks for saying that. He agrees 100%. So, somebody said, spoiler, you're describing the plot of Primal Fear. Seemingly unintelligent accused of murder plays everybody.
I don't think I've ever seen
Primal
Fear.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's in that movie?
I don't know. I'm not,
what is that guy's name? Richard Gere, right?
Is that Richard Gere? Okay, I've probably seen it then, but it's been a while.
Let me see. I'm pulling it up. It's either Richard Gere or Robert Redford.
Eric says, isn't it Edward Norton Richard Gere movie?
Yeah, it's Richard Gere.
Okay. Is this pre-gerbil or post-gerbil, Richard Gere?
This was...
That's kind of how I judge him, is pre- and post-gerbil.
It's 1996.
Okay, so post-gerbil.
Post-gerbil.
Yeah. And just Google it if you don't know what we're talking about.
But that's like... I don't know. I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know. Yeah. Or if I have seen it, it's been really long time ago.
Disco says, imagine being so dumb you keep the only items that could directly tie you to a crime that could have easily gone completely unsolved. Well, yeah, and then get arrested for something else.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It's when dumbs commit crimes, they're going to get caught. It's just they're going to do something to get caught. That's why only smart people should commit crime, because they'll never get caught. They'll find ways around it. 713-780-ESPN. Is your number. And you know what? I bet you they found some Carbach on their breath because they stole some of that, too.
Maybe so. Yeah, that's unfortunate. But guess what?
At least they have taste.
Good news. You can get more Carbach. I promise you. They've got plenty more. And even better news, today's Wednesday, right? Today's December 5th, right?
Yep.
Well, today's the day. Music to Your Beer featuring Zane Williams. Come hang at the Carbach Beer Garden tonight at 7. Enjoy the music of Zane Williams. Free live music. and delicious beers. You can't beat that. And then they're going to be doing an art market, a Christmas Story art market, on Sunday, December 16th from 12 to 7. It's going to be an art market. It's free to attend. It's going to be set up right in the beer garden. Come out, shop around a little bit, check out some of the talented local artists and vendors. Ugly Christmas sweaters will be on hand, gift wrapping station, and it's pet friendly. And then after the market, enjoy a screening of A Christmas Story. And speaking of A Christmas Story, You'll Shoot Your Eye Out, the beer, not You Will Shoot Your Eye Out, is available now. Loaded with smooth caramel malt and a citrus twist. You got to try this holiday ale, guys. Here only for a limited time. They do bingo in the beer garden every Monday. And I tell you all about their restaurant and patio all the time. You got to check it out. Their food is so good. The poutine, the Korean fried chicken, the crab cakes, the Hatch chili mac and cheese. And that's just the appetizers. And it all pairs really well with the great beer they've got on the wall. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And pick up your favorite Carbach beer today. Or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Delicious app in the business and the easiest steak you can download.
Wait, I think I messed that up.
The most delicious steak in the business and the easiest sports radio app you can download.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I want to tell you about GiftingMap.com, your one-stop shop for holiday presents, featuring everything from home decor to jewelry, luggage, briefcases, cufflinks. There's a great collection of brands and items to discover. Plus, you can enter to win a $500 gift card to the site. And $100 each for three of your friends. Check it all out at giftingmap.com. Yeah, now I'm remembering that movie. So Ed Norton plays a guy on trial, and he gets off by claiming schizophrenia. And he lets Gear know at the end he was playing everyone. Also very similar to a Law & Order episode involving SVU episode involving Cynthia Nixon.
Okay.
Where she pretended to have this disease and then got away with it. Yeah. That's like my comfort food of TV is Law and Order. I don't know why I like it so much.
I don't either.
It's a formulaic thing. It's the same thing every time. And, you know, I still watch SVU because it's still on. I don't enjoy that one as much as I did the original. And, like, the last 3 years I thought were the best with the cast they had. And they killed it.
It's like a Gilligan's Island. Like, when you, I mean, you know they're not getting off the island.
Right.
But you still watch.
Right.
Because,
yeah.
You know,
I have no idea why. I have no idea why, but I just... It's funny
how shows like can get away with that for so long.
Yeah.
Like think about
NCIS, every episode's the exact same.
Yeah.
Exact same. They just change the names and move it around.
What's that show that I used to watch? Fringe? You remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it would always be some different crazy thing, but of course they would always figure it out. The Blacklist.
Yeah, same thing.
Every episode. All right. I know this guy. This is how we get him. Then they get him. And then Raymond, is Raymond on our side or not? Oh, he's on our side. Oh, I mean, it's like the Beverly Hillbillies. The plot of every episode was the greedy banker wants to get some of their money. Yeah. And
take advantage of the...
And the silly hillbillies are like, and then at the end of the day, they keep their money. Something foils the banker's plans. And that's the story. I mean, it's amazing how it works for so long.
Yeah, because I watched NCIS for a couple of years, and it was just change the scenario. It's the same thing, and there's always early on, and with Law and Order, always early on, the real person shows up somewhere, the person who did it, and they're not the first suspect. They're never the first suspect because that would be boring, right?
Exactly.
Like, okay. Oh well, the husband did it, and then the husband does it. That's not going to fill an hour. So, it drives me crazy because it's like, okay, nothing ever changes, and yet I watch every single one of them.
Yeah.
And I've watched them all multiple times. Not so much recently. It's when I was sitting at home a lot during the day and not doing anything except playing Xbox. Like that WeTV, I don't remember what station is, but they'd have basically marathons of Law & Order and Law & Order SVU. And Wednesdays and Fridays were Law & Order days. So I just watch them all day. And then Jay, talking about making murder, said, it's sad the cop who didn't record the phone log of the detective reporting the actual rapist, which kept him in jail the first time, called in Teresa's license plate randomly and found her key in his bedroom, still has a job. What a county in Wisconsin. Yeah. Good to have you back, Jay.
Yep.
So, yeah, Edward says, my comfort food of TV has to be Parks and Rec.
That's not comfort. That's actually a really good show. I'm offended by calling it comfort.
I'm not saying Law & Order is a bad show. I'm just saying it's an unlikely show for me to be interested in. Because, you guys know how hard it is to keep my attention with these things.
Yeah.
I ejected on Homeland after season one. And everybody kept saying, you should go back. It's like, no, I'm not going back. I ejected on House of Cards after season two. And those are good shows. Yeah. They were good shows. But this one's got 20 seasons of both. And I can watch it almost any time.
Yeah, I think mine is The Challenge on MTV. I love it.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. And they do like two seasons a year. And then in between each season, they do like a celebrity one. It's the one T.O. was on, I think it was last year, where he kind of got kicked off. But yeah,
I say that I'm somehow better than America's, you guys.
America's Got Talent.
No, I don't watch that anymore.
You've got your donkey.
The Walking Dead.
When Stern left, I didn't watch that anymore. But I used to, and they're both off the air now. But I used to love Celebrity Rehab, and
you used to watch Hoarders too, right?
I liked Hoarders.
Yeah.
Celebrity Fat Camp was my favorite, though. Like when it was like all these fat celebrities and somebody was trying to whip them into shape. I loved that. I loved it. But I don't know. It was horrible programming. I still watch The Ultimate Fighter. I don't know why. It's never interesting. It's the same plot every year. It's drunk guys, and then they fight, and then somebody wins, and then they have a crappy UFC career, and they wash out. It's I don't know. I think that like when you say comfort, I think that's something I just watch because I've been watching it for so long that
well, it's just like you don't have to think about it.
Yeah. And it's something I can watch while I play Candy Crush on my phone or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't have to think about it.
Yeah, there's no effort.
Yeah. I don't have to figure out math problems while I'm doing it.
Every now and then that's an okay thing. And Jesus or Jesus says my comfort show's Criminal Minds. See, I tried that one.
I like that show. I like that show too.
I tried that, and I tried Blue Bloods, and they didn't work for me for some reason. I think it's just because I started watching. I'm old enough to have started watching Law and Order at the very beginning.
Yeah,
and so then I started going back and watching some more of them, and it's just kind of like, okay, I don't know.
As you see,
it's unlike me.
Do you think that the Broncos would have traded Demaryius Thomas if they knew Emmanuel Sanders was going to tear his Achilles in practice?
Oof.
Is that bad?
That's not, especially when you're 6-6.
Yep. That ain't good. That ain't good.
Yeah, that's disappointing because, well, Courtland Sutton's going to have to step up now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Michael from Pick Me says his are the Chicago shows, Chicago PD and Chicago Fire. So I'm never going to make fun of people for liking those stuff like that because like I said, I got mine and. Now, most of the time, I went back and rewatched Sherlock about 6 months ago, and I enjoyed it the second time, not as much as the first.
Right.
But it's not something that if it's on, I'm going to go watch it. But I guarantee you, if there's nothing else on and I see a Law & Order episode, I will go see if it's one that I remember. Because sometimes there's alcohol involved. You don't remember the whole thing. If I remember it, I'll probably not watch it. But if I don't, I'll watch it. And then I'll remember it halfway through.
One quick baseball thing. Apparently, the Red Sox negotiations with Nathan Eovaldi is intensifying, according to The Athletic.
So they're going to strike out on this guy, too. Interesting.
I mean.
Talk a little Republic Harley, man.
Yeah, we can do that.
You got Phil on the line there.
Oh, hey, my man Phil from Republic Harley Davidson joins us on the program. Phil, how's it going, man?
It's going fantastic, AJ. I appreciate you guys having me on today. We're rocking and rolling over here at Republic.
I know you guys have some special stuff going on for December. You guys really step it up out there in December. What do you got going?
Well, December, we've decided to put on an Upgrade Your Sleigh event, a little play on words with Santa Claus. That means bring in your old bike, and we're going to give you full retail value for your trade-in on a new Harley-Davidson at Republic and throw in $200 for riding gear parts on top of that.
Sounds like a great deal. And what I'm reading here is you guys are open on Sundays in December as well?
We're open on Sundays through December 16th to give an extra shopping day. So now that's 7 days a week through December 16th. Nobody else does that except Republic Harley-Davidson.
And tell us what's going on this weekend out at Republic.
Well, this weekend it's our semi-annual blood drive. So the Gulf Coast Blood Bank will be out here with their blood mobile. And everybody that donates blood from 11 to 4 will get a $25 gift card. Of course, we got food and drinks to go along with that to pep you back up after you give your blood. And we'll be trading folks out of Harleys all day long.
And it looks like next weekend is even more exciting.
Customer Appreciation Christmas Party. That's a big throwdown there. We're going to draw a winner for our $5,000 giveaway. We got Epic Axe out here so you can throw axes in the tournament for prizes. We're going to have Santa here, photos with Santa. It's pet friendly, family friendly. You don't even have to be a rider. Come on out, get your photo with Santa, throw some axes, have some fun, maybe win $5,000.
And take a look at those beautiful bikes you guys have on display out there as well.
That's what it's all about, get right. In fact, we need to get you back out here again, AJ.
I know it. I know it. I sent you a text last week. I was waiting to hear back from you.
All right. Well, you know you're welcome here. Red carpet anytime, just like everybody in Houston is.
All right, Phil. We'll talk to you next week, bud.
Hey, thanks. And you guys have some fun. Stay sportsy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.